They're in the distance and wait. And they keep those goats as close as they can, but they wait, they wait, they wait, they wait. And finally the harvest is out. In biblical times, they waited 2 weeks for the gleaners. Besides today in the Islamic culture, you don't have gleaners. After the harvest is done, boom, there you let the goats in. And all of a sudden, the goats flood into those fields and they eat what's left. Now in biblical times, it's probable that each farmer had a few of his own. And those stone walls and the thistles help to keep your goats in your field. Today, the shepherds come and the flocks flood across all those fields. Now let me take you to a biblical story and show you why I wanted to get there. You see, the shepherds actually come and literally pitch their tents. These are the desert nomads who come into that land and they literally pitch their tents in the fields. So the biblical text, here's another example. The biblical text could say there were shepherds living out in the fields. Now that word field refers to those farms on that narrow strip that goes down the center of the mountains. It doesn't mean pasture, I don't think. It doesn't mean a wheat field, I didn't show them to you, those terraced gardens down the side of the mountain. The fields mean these wheat fields where the sheep go after the harvest. So tell me, when was Christmas? After the harvest and before? Can it be on December 25? No. Not if that's accurate. And Jewish people will tell you that. I mean, people in the Middle East will tell you that anyway, that Christmas can't be the time Jesus was born. It just doesn't fit, and there are some other reasons why it doesn't as well. So let me go, where then in relationship to the fields and the sheep was Jesus born? Well, assume that this little village is about the size of Bethlehem. So there were only 250 to 300 people, maybe some scholars suggest, in the city. Where's the inn? Well, unfortunately, I don't think that's a great translation. Test me on this. In the Bible, the word inn is used twice in Luke. Once it's translated in, there was no room for them in the. The other time, Jesus says to the disciples, go into the city. When you see a man carrying water, follow him home. Tell him the rabbi needs the room. And I don't think inn is the best translation in Luke. I think it should be there was no room for them in the room. What room? Well, let me show you. I've become friends a little bit, or acquaintance probably a better term, of that family. Okay? Let me run that arrow again. Notice on their second floor, it looks like there's a closet on the roof. That is there for storage. No windows, just a door. It's made of concrete blocks today. Biblical times would have been stone. That's where you store stuff. And if a guest comes, that becomes the guest room. You take your stuff out and the guest moves in. I think that's more than likely the room that Mary and Joseph hoped to use from one of their relatives. That man, by the way, I went there the first time, and I was trying to explain to him. I know almost no Arabic. I had somebody with me who speaks very fluent Arabic. And so I was trying to explain and back and forth that I wanted to see that room and that inn. And I was trying to tell him that in my Bible it's called an inn. So we went up there. So when we're all done, he showed it to me very graciously, let me go in there and everything else. And I thought to myself, you know what? If I'm going to teach this to kids, I got to sleep in the inn. I got to know what it's like. So I said to the man, would you mind if I slept, you know, in the inn? And the man looked at me with this grin on his face. And Muslims have such a wonderful sense of humor anyway. They're so quiet about it. He said, I'm sorry, there's no room in the inn. And I've been there several times since, he takes great delight in saying to me every time, there's no room in the inn. He just likes to repeat that. But there was no room. By the way, look in your Bible sometime, there is no innkeeper mentioned. He gets plastered and blasted every year for his lousy attitude about this pregnant Mary and turning away the Son of God, and he doesn't exist. You don't have an innkeeper in a room like that. It's the relative. Now, maybe there was a sick person in the room. Maybe they were angry that Mary was pregnant and they didn't think she was married when she got pregnant. Maybe there was somebody else giving birth in the room. I have no idea why there was no room. But they logically then went to a place where there was a manger. Where was it? Well, one option is, from this artist's rendering, that it was actually a room under the house where the animals are kept. And you'll see that in the Bethlehem area. in the area where those fields are, that people excavate their house, build on the side of a hill, and they stay in what's then a state.